Welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. I'm Mike Effner. The Norwalk boys soccer team advanced to the state tournament on Wednesday night with a 1-0 Class 3A sub-state final win over Carlisle. After the game, I caught up with Warrior players Caden Endress, Tegan Krawluk, and Kaylor Rodman. Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. We're here with some winning team members of the Norwalk boys soccer team as they advance to state tonight, and they are...
Caden Endress, senior.
Tegan Krawluk, sophomore.
Kaylor Rodman, senior.
Guys, huge win tonight. It was 0-0 most of the way. You score with about 5 minutes left. Tegan, you got the goal. Then you're able to narrowly hold on at the end as Carlisle made a last-gasp attempt there to score. You win at 1-0. What's the feeling to go back to state, guys?
Yeah, it's great. We've been playing close games all year, so we were prepared for the moment, and we were able to come through. Tegan put one away for us. We won.
Yeah, this is just what you play the game for. We played a hard schedule all season, had some difficulty early on, but we're really figuring it out and looking to do some good stuff.
It's definitely a great feeling. This is kind of the benchmark we set for ourselves at the beginning of the year. We knew this is where we wanted to be, and we knew this is where we could be, and kind of took the similar path as last season. We were a little rocky through the regular, but started to figure things out towards the end, and maybe not our best game tonight, but we put it together and we got out of here with a win, which is the only thing that matters.
You guys have put together so many shutout victories this year with your defense. Just tell me about how much pride you guys take in that part of the game and shutting teams out.
Yeah, the defense goes at it every practice. We push each other every day. So it doesn't surprise me that we get shutouts and we work hard.
Yeah, I know our defense is just the hardest workers on our team. They're always willing to hustle to get every single ball that's loose.
It's just something that we preach every day, having a great defensive team. They say defense wins championships, so we know that we can score a ton of goals, and those goals don't really mean anything if we're not going to pitch a shutout and prevent the other team from scoring goals. So it's nice that we have guys in the back who can ensure that we only need to put one or two away to be victorious.
Carlisle's a team that you guys don't play in the regular season, but they're a neighborhood team. You're very familiar. I'm sure you guys play a lot of soccer with them in the off season. Just what's it like out there taking on a team like Carlisle, and how good were they tonight?
Yeah, we know it's a rivalry, Warren County rivalry, and they're a good team, but like Kaylor said, we didn't play our best, but we found a way to get it done and going to state again.
Yeah, it's just always it's always fun to play against teams of people that you know, because it just brings out more competition within everyone, and yeah,
it's fun to go against people that you know and people that you're around and people that you've seen before, because they're your friends outside of soccer, but when you're on the soccer field, like Tegan said, it's just more of an incentive to go at them. Everybody wants bragging rights over their friends and the ability to say, like, hey, I one-upped you in this. So it just gives us an opportunity to do that, and we did.
Again, we're talking with Norwalk boys soccer players Caden Endress, Tegan Krawluk, and Kaylor Rodman after their 1-0 sub-state final win over Carlisle tonight. And let's talk about the goal set up by Kaylor in the corner with a cross. Somebody got a foot on it, went off the goalie, and then Tegan one-times it into the net. Tell me, each take me through, I guess, your vantage point of the goal.
Yeah, I'm obviously on the defensive end, so Kaylor burned his guy. Bounced around a little bit, and Tegan got on the end of it and put it away.
Yeah, I just played that initial ball into Kaylor, and then my dad's like, preach, you can never just stop after you play the ball, so I just ran into the box to follow it up, and luckily it got to me, and I was able to put it away.
I got a pristine pass that was about exactly where I wanted it, and I've been going at that guy all night. I kind of figured out a little player personnel, thought that I would be able to beat him line. I took him line, and then I just hit one in. Eli Scalvo hit it first, and he's been knocking in bangers for us all year off the cross, but I think they kind of pinned him there, and they kind of figured that out, so they marked a guy right in front of him, bounced off that, and then Tegan went bins.
And you guys had, I would say, a half dozen shots on the night that were maybe within a foot of the post or off the post. You guys kept going at it, though. You didn't get frustrated. Just what was that feeling, though, to see that one finally go in?
It was great. We've been so close the whole game. We knew it was coming, but to see it actually go in is just a great feeling.
Yeah, we played a number of games where it's been close the entire time, but we know that we got one coming. Like, we know never to give up, and tonight I don't deserve all the glory. Our team never gave up. We kept on going.
It's a great feeling to know that we put it away and that we're on to the next. This is a good feeling in the stomach.
And then Carlisle in the last 5 seconds did make a little run at you there. They made everybody hold their breath for just a little bit. How close was that?
Yeah, I had a perfect view on that. That was maybe a foot outside the post.
Yeah, that's a couple inches away from ruining my entire year. So
it was too close for comfort while it was happening.
So, guys, you're advancing to the state tournament. We're guessing right now number 4 or number 5 seeds are going to be right in that middle of the pack there for state tournament. You guys were the state runner-up last year. What did you learn from last year playing 3 games at state that you'll take with you this year? And, you know, kind of what's your take on what you guys can get done there?
Yeah, you got to play all 80 minutes in state. Every team's good that makes it. It's hot. You got to be prepared. And we're going to come at it like we did last year. The sun will finish it.
Yeah, state's just unlike anything else. Regular season, there's going to be upsets and games that just go away because people don't want it, but everybody wants it at state, and it's always the best team wins.
I think we just need to better prepare this year. Last year we went in and we were a younger team, a year less experience. We turned almost all of our starters, so we kind of know what the vibes are like at state, and we kind of know what the feeling is, and we have a lot of methods in which we can better prepare. Last year we were a little burnt out for the championship game and definitely showed, but we're going to make sure that doesn't happen this year.
That's victorious Norwalk boys soccer players Caden Enders, Tegan Krawlick, Kayla Rodman. Congrats, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.